Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Dr. Marilyn Singleton back on the show. Dr. Marilyn has become a great member of our Brain Trust. She's a board-certified anesthesiologist. She's the president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. She's a Stanford graduate. She also has a law degree. And she is a very outspoken and very accomplished person, and we're glad to know her. Dr. Marilyn Singleton, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Oh, I am so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So I'm going to let you – I would like to get your thoughts on – before we talk about the main thing you wanted to talk about today. I just gave our celebration – our send-off of President Bush today. The country is in mourning. The government's shut down for his commemoration. And I just reflected my thoughts on him just a few minutes ago. I talked about him earlier in the week with somebody who knew him. And I feel like America's lost its last great statesman. What do you think?
Oh, I totally agree. And I actually pulled out the picture that George Bush sent my son. When my son was a little boy, he asked him, could he have a picture? And he sent one, and signed it and everything.
Wow.
All these things. Like, ooh, why do you want one of those at George Bush? And it's kind of funny. Now people realize what a great man he was.
Right.
And I think he was unrecognized at the time.
Do you feel like his 92 election, the 92 election, was officially old world meeting the new world? I mean, between him and the Clintons, his way of doing business and the Clintons' way of doing business. I don't think his generation's as tough as politics has always been. It's always been a blood sport. I don't think his generation's approach to going to war in the marketplace of in the battlefield of politics, I just don't think it was prepared for the viciousness that the Clintons went after him. The viciousness that the Clintons went after him. I don't think they were ready for that. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. And we know there have been dirty tricks, and President Johnson was certainly famous for that.
Right.
And then you know.
All the way back, Adams and Jefferson had fake media. They paid for fake media on each other. So yeah, it goes all the way back. But the viciousness.
But there was something. And suddenly it becoming politically acceptable, just like how some things become socially acceptable. It was okay to do that and to just
to weaponize politics, basically.
Yes, and to make stuff up, to totally make stuff up, and people don't know the difference.
Yeah, that's the truth. Well, I just think back on him. I just think he was, you know. Just wasn't ready for that. And anyway, back to him and his life. One of the good things I'm hoping is happening right now, Marilyn, is I'm hoping younger people are listening to the sweet things that are being said about him, to the classic way he's being described, and then they get the idea that, well, you know what, maybe if people actually lived like that back in those days, why don't we do that again? What do you think, Marilyn? Is that possible?
Oh, I'm thinking you're dreaming. It sadly you get this feeling sometimes when you just go around and randomly talk to people, you're in the store or whatever, and hear some of the things people say, and I just think they have no clue of what's going on and what proper behavior is and all this sort of thing. And,
I worry that it's gotten to the point where being aggressive, being rude, being obnoxious, being a name caller is seen as the way the game is played. What do you think? Last thoughts?
Yes, absolutely. And the problem is, if you don't act that way, then you won't get anywhere. So it's that old, when you swim with sharks, you have to become one. And that's what's bad.
So that's the reason my constant hashtag over the last few years, Marilyn, has been God help us. Hashtag God help us.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Marilyn, hold on to that thought. Dr. Marilyn Singleton, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back. She's going to talk to us about what she says was the real loser of the midterms. You'll be surprised, I think. Maybe not, but maybe so. Ponytail, right back with Dr. Marilyn Singleton. I'm Jim Blassie. Please stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.